Hey, you know who that is? That's Mr. Raleigh, our sponsor. Come on, take a bow. Come on. All right, you can sit down, you bum. We're working. Come on, here we go.
The Raleigh Cigarette Program from Hollywood, starring Red Skelton, with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, and yours truly, Truman Bradley.
This is our three-piece orchestra. A piano, a stool, and a guy sitting at it.
And now we bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular young comedian, the star of our Raleigh Cigarette Show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you tonight, Truman? How do you feel?
Oh, I feel fine, Red. Yeah. Say, but you don't look so good. You look a little green around the gills.
Well, you know how those Christmas shirts are. Paint comes off.
No, really. You don't look so healthy, Red.
I know. You know, I'm not getting enough food lately. You know how it is out here in the West.
Yeah, I know.
They even got a song about it. It goes, "Give me a home where the buffalo roams." That's all, brother.
You know, I don't think you're taking care of yourself, Red. Do you get plenty of fresh air?
Oh, sure. Every night before I go to bed, I open my window. I mean, my mouth.
Yeah. Well, you ought to get up every morning
and mouth that up, make it good, didn't it? I'm supposed to say, yeah, every night before I go to bed, I open my mouth. Should have kept it closed.
Yeah, that's it. You ought to get up every morning and run around the block in your shorts,
man. Oh, I tried that once.
What happened?
Some motherly old lady shot me, and I spent the next 3 days in an incubator.
Say, Red, do you take vitamin pills?
No, my uncle took vitamin pills, and he got sick.
Oh, don't be silly, Red. They won't make you sick.
In gin?
Now, look, you should live like I do, Red. Yeah. Just look at me. Don't I look like the picture of health? Well, do I look like a picture?
Yeah, my sister Eileen.
By the way, Red, who was that girl I saw you with today?
Oh, that was a student nurse.
A student nurse, huh? What were you?
Her teacher. She's one of the 1,000 girls who've been taken to the Army and the Navy ever since Pearl Harbor.
Oh, that's great, Red. She couldn't have picked a better way to serve her country. Mm. Even now, the Army and Navy are calling for more student nurses. Yeah. 3,000 each month, in fact.
No, she's pretty, too. When I was sick, she came into the room every day and held my hand till the doctor got there.
What happened?
One day her husband came in.
Hi, Red.
Hi, Ozzie. We're just talking about the woman power in the present war.
I met a powerful woman once.
She really powerful, Ozzie?
Was she? Well, she kissed me on the front porch and it took 2 hours to turn white again.
I thought you were going to say get around the front.
Hiya, boys.
Oh, hello, Ozzie. I mean, Harry. How are you there, Harriet? Say, have you ever been a nurse?
No, but 4 girls who live on my street enlisted as student nurses last week.
Oh, that's great, because the government sure can use them.
You know, nursing is a great thing right now. Mm. But just think of what that training will mean after the war.
Yeah, it pays to be well-trained. I was standing on Hollywood Boulevard with my student nurse, and a car buzzed by and just missed me.
What'd she do, Red?
She yelled, hey, I'll give you one of my A coupons if you'll try again. I need the practice.
Don't learn anything else, they'll learn how to make a bed correctly.
Yeah, well, that was cut this afternoon.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Well, just... Well, how about this? Just think of some of the famous women who've been nurses, Red.
Yes.
Florence Nightingale, Nurse Cavell, Clara Barton.
Yeah, Sister Kinney and Lorraine Day.
You know, some girls are lucky. They take to nursing like a duck takes to water.
Yeah, I knew a nurse once who loved to make a fuss over you. Every day she came into the room, she put another pillow under my head.
What happened?
After 3 days, I was standing straight up and down.
Well, I'm all for girls learning how to nurse.
Yeah.
Think of what a wonderful wife and mother a nurse would make.
Yeah.
Why, even when baby cries, she'd just know what to do.
Yeah, she'd poke you in the back with a sharp elbow and say, "Get up, Joey, he's at it again."
Word from Wonderful Smith this week.
Well, I got a letter from here from the corporal. It says, Dear Mr. Skelton and friends, I had my first experience firing big guns this week.
Big guns? Oh, yeah. Boy, I bet they make some noise.
Yeah, he says, I couldn't hear anything now. I can't hear anything now except the sergeant's footsteps. Big E. Says, I emceed the Chris...
You can start wadding the rest of them up, too. I don't think they're going to be much better.
It says, I emceed the Christmas show here, and Colonel Craig says I was going places. But I didn't like the glint in his eye when he said I was going places. Says, thanks for sending me the copy of Esquire. I didn't get to see much of it, though. Every man in my outfit read it, and each one cut out another picture.
Well, I bet there wasn't a picture of a girl left by the time he got back,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, he says, you know the little guy on the corner, the cover with the big eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful says he's now running back and forth yelling, sabotage.
Say, is there a P.S., Red?
No, there's no, none this week.
Well, that's good, because I have a P.S. tonight. A mighty important one, too.
Yeah.
Young women of America, you are needed now as student nurses. Join in the war effort. Fight pain, casualties, and the wounded. Help save the lives of our men by enlisting now. You make it possible for some graduate nurse to be released for overseas duty. Don't worry about the lack of funds. The government will give you a scholarship and start training you in a hospital right away. Nursing is more than a profession, it's an honor. It's exciting, fascinating work. Now, here's what you do. If you're between 18 and 35, a citizen graduated from high school, and in good health, write to Student Nurses, Box 88, New York. And they will send you all the essential information you need. Don't wait. Write today. Thank you.
That's the longest he's ever gone without saying anything. He didn't wind up saying Raleigh cigarettes.
Don't forget, write, girls, to the Student Nurse, Box 88, New York City, New York, and become a nurse and give Hitler the needle.
Seriously.
Oh, pardon me. Go ahead and play.
Here we go.
That was I Really Like You, sung by Harriet Nawsey, played by his I Don't Care What Tune We're Playing orchestra. Hey, Brad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Say, Red, who do you think I saw today? Go ahead and guess, huh?
Guess, huh? General Eisenhower?
No, how could I see him? He's in Africa.
Well, I always was a wild guesser.
No, I saw Fred Brady, the new comedian. Remember him?
Oh, there's three things I can't remember. I can't remember names or I can't remember faces.
Well, what's the third thing?
I can't remember.
Say, Red, let's make our subject tonight meeting people. What do you say? And start it off with meeting people that you can't remember.
Okay, huh? I saw a funny one the other night. Fella couldn't remember the girl's name or where he'd met her. And they met and it sounds something like this.
Hey, listen to all that honking.
Yeah. Either somebody's calling us or we just ran into a flock of geese. Hey, get a load of the girl that's honking at us, will you?
Yeah. She's certainly got a distinctive honk, huh?
Maybe so. I can't see her nose from here. Boy, get a load of her. You know, she's different from a lot of girls I know.
Yeah. She's got teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in her mouth, too.
Yeah.
Hey, let's pull over to the side of the road, see if she stops, huh?
Okay.
Save that rubber, bub. Oh, she's getting out.
Hello, remember me?
Yeah. Didn't you give me your seat on the Sunset bus?
But gosh, how have you been, Miss Guy?
Now, don't tell me you've forgotten that wonderful night on Santa Monica Pier.
Oh, yeah. Long time no see. How have you been, Miss Guy?
Is your brother out of jail?
Yeah, he got a 6-hour pass.
Hey, we do know each other, don't we, huh?
Introduce me.
Yeah, why?
I said I'd like an introduction to the young lady.
Yeah, I'd like one myself. I'll find out what drive-in stand she works at.
Something tells me you don't remember
me.
Oh,
of course I do. I met you at Earl Carroll's.
I've never been to Earl Carroll's.
Oh, maybe it was the Biltmore Bowl.
I haven't been there either.
Yeah, you don't get out much, do you? Say, Joe, I want you to meet Miss...
He's trying to fish around for a clue.
Yeah, and I ain't using the right kind of bait. Well, say, I haven't seen you around lately. Where have you been?
Oh, here and there.
Oh, working at Lockheed, huh? What have you been doing?
Oh, this and that.
Do you like your job?
Yes and no.
Been working much?
On and off. I thought you knew all this.
I did, but this is the first time I ever had it itemized.
What have you been doing?
Oh, the usual thing.
Really?
Yeah.
How's hunting, Wolf?
Pretty good. You know this is Mrs. Skelton, by the way. Oh, the hunting's pretty good. Woo! What do you mean?
Find out where she lives. Huh?
Yeah, as soon as we wake up, we will. Say, where are you living now?
At the same old place.
Oh, yeah. Over on South Moon.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Well, I'd like to come over to your house for dinner again.
I'd like to see you try it.
Yep, wrong house.
Hey, try and get her phone number. That'll give us a clue, huh?
Yeah, say, what's your phone number? I'd like to give you a call sometime.
It's in the book.
Oh, sure. Be under your name, too.
Oh, sure.
Well, maybe we'll go dancing sometime.
All right. We sure had fun at the Palladium the other night, didn't we?
Did we? Yes, we sure did. I like that dress you had on.
You did?
Yeah, it was lovely. What kind was it?
It was slacks.
Oh, yeah. Well, you welders really get around, don't you? Well, I'll see you around again, Miss Boone. Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye.
Gosh, Joe, you couldn't remember her name, could you?
No, but her face was awful familiar. Hey, now I know who it was.
Who?
My mother. Then we have Clem, the good old bad man. He's always interested in meeting people, especially if he notices a bulge in their hip pocket. Whoa! Whoa! Oh, come on, horse. Whoa! If you don't whoa, I won't give you half of your oats tonight. Pig. We usually split 50-50. How about that? Nobody around. Nobody's on the street. Not even walking. Gosh, you better hurry and get in someplace. Must be a woman driver in town. I'll just mosey in the Red Devil Saloon here. Howdy there, piano player. I hear you've learned a new tune.
Nope.
Well, then how come I never heard that one before?
Well, I'm a new piano player.
Oh. Well, I'm glad to meet you. I'm Deadeye.
Deadeye?
Yeah.
The roughest, toughest, shootin'est cowboy in East Parts?
That's me, the roughest, toughest, shootin'est cowboy in East Parts. Boo! Doggone you! How you stop scaring the life out of me, will you? Yeah, I'm Deadeye. I just blew in.
Well, I'm the bartender, and I'm just blowing out.
Hold on a minute.
Now, if you're Deadeye, I don't want to be around when Four-Gun Charlie shows up.
Four-Gun Charlie? I shot him 3 years ago.
Well, they must have used cheap embalming fluid, because he was here this morning and said he'd be back this afternoon.
Well, that's good. We'll plan him again tonight.
Fast day, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Hey, who's the gal just came in?
Well, I don't know. She came in with Four-Gun.
Yeah?
Boy, what collapse. Look at them legs.
Yeah. I always did go for a gal with tattooed ankles. Howdy, miss. Ain't I met you before?
I guess so. I ain't particular these days.
Yeah. Now, let's see now. See if I can remember. It was a dark night. Could it have been Glendale, Reno, or Albuquerque?
Could have been all those places. I'm a traveling air raid warden.
Well, black me out.
Say, is it true that Buckshot Annie has gone to the city to enlist as one of them student nurses, Denham?
I reckon so. Ain't seen her around for a spell. By the way, you just called me by my name. Do you know me?
With my eyes closed.
Oh, the wind must be against me. Now, let's see. I've seen your face before. Now, don't tell me. I know where it was. On a pack of Raleigh cigarettes, but you've shaved. Now, you're a friend of Four-Gun Charlie, ain't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he used to call me Four-Gun Deadeye, but no more.
What happened?
Had to get rid of them extra guns. They were too heavy. Every time I took a step, my pants fall down.
Say, Deadeye, remember the girl in Sioux City that you had the shooting over?
Great baller for you, my old gal, Sioux City Sue.
Yeah, that's right. In the flesh.
And I might add plenty of it, too. Say, I used to have a lot of fights over you, didn't I, gal? Don't worry, we usually say things whether they're here or not. Used to have a lot of fights over you, didn't I? Remember the time that cowhand insulted you?
Yeah, and you showed him your muscles?
Yeah, I should have never showed him my muscles.
Why?
Though. He insulted you again. Then he threw my muscles in the river. Say, what are you doing in East Park with Four Gun Charlie?
Well, I'm Four Gun Charlie's girl now.
Yeah?
Yeah, and he came down here to shoot you, so I thought I'd tag along and see the fun.
Well, now, that's mighty neighborly of you.
You see, Four Gun thinks I'm still in love with you.
Well, do you still love me, gal?
I ain't saying.
Well, I'm handsome. Well, I'm a rich man. Well, I'm a real he-man. Well, I hope you and Four Gun will be very happy together. Well, it looks like I better get ready to protect myself. Can he count to three?
Yes, he can.
Well, I better think of something else then. Let's see, I'll just load my gun. So it won't hurt him, I'll use these 22s. They're just little bitty bullets, you know. Now, how'd that torpedo get in there?
You know, Deadeye, I still like you a lot.
Yeah, well, in that case, how about a kiss?
Okay, here.
Where'd you get that hamburger?
Oh, Deadeye, that's what I like about you. You're so romantic.
Yeah, remember the night I kissed you under that railroad bridge?
Yeah, there we was all alone.
Yeah, just you and me and the super chief.
Oh, it's Four Gun. He's coming back.
Yeah?
Now listen to me, Deadeye. I've got to tell you something about Four Gun.
Never mind that, gal. Just step aside, gal. Step aside.
Okay, I'll step aside.
Not too far. I may want to step behind you again.
Aha! There you are, Deadeye.
Well, Mr. White by White.
Never mind about my size, Deadeye. I may be fat, but my flab is solid.
Yeah, well, so is mine.
I said flab, not blab.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Listen to me, Deadeye, before it's too late.
Quiet. All right, Four Gun. What do you got to say to this? Well, that takes care of him. Now, gal, let you and I have a little kiss. We'll swab the deck or something.
That's what you think. Take that!
Ooh, he got me.
Well, you wouldn't listen to me. I tried to tell you.
Try to tell me what?
That he changed his name to Five Guns.
Well, just roll me over here by these gasoline pumps.
Why?
Well, if I die, this is as close to heaven as I'll ever get.
And now, here is Truman Bradley with a word from our sponsors.
Rollies.
Thank you very much. That's the shortest commercial you'll ever hear on this show. Then we have Clem, the fellow from the country. He can't remember anything or anybody. In fact, sometimes he can't remember who he is.
Well, here I am. Here I am, on my way to milk the cows. I'm milking, we will go. Do, 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 do. Moo, 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 moo. Do, 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 do. Boy, am I tired. I milked 48 cows this morning around the dairy. They call me Clutching Hand Clem. The kid with a cautious clamp. I don't care, though. I'm happy. I'm very happy. In fact, I can't get over how happy I am. It's the first time I've ever been happy without the slap. Oh, look who's coming down the road here. Oh, look who's here. The traveling salesman who sells things at the department stores. Howdy there, Mr. Kendall.
Howdy. What's cooking?
Hmm?
I said, what's cooking?
Now, he ought to know better than that.
How far is this from town?
Well, if you drive, it'll only take you 10 minutes, but if you walk, it'll take you 5.
Now, hold on. How come you can walk to town faster than you can drive?
Well, when you walk, you pass the skunk farm.
Say, you live around here, bub?
Well, don't you remember me? Remember Clem? I bought a pair of slacks from you. Remember, and you gave me a pair of women's by mistake.
Well, what do you want me to do, exchange them?
No, fill them. What you got today? Got any soap?
Yeah, I got some soap. But you wouldn't know what to do with it.
That's a lie. Well, ain't you going to give me some kind of a clue?
Ain't you the guy who pulled my truck out of the mud with your horse?
Don't you call Daisy Juno horse.
Excuse me. I thought she was a horse because she was eating out of a horse trough.
Yeah, well, we give it to her on a plate, but she thinks that's the best part.
She does?
Yeah, ain't that silly? Everybody knows a knife and fork are more tasty.
Well, I sure like her. She was pretty.
No, but she ain't your type.
Why? What is my type? I said, what is my type?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Hey, where is she? I got to talk to her.
No, you stay away from her, will you?
Well, why should I stay away from her?
Well, every time she sees somebody new, it takes her 3 weeks to get used to looking at me again. Anyhow, you wouldn't like her. She's bow-legged when she walks.
Bow-legged? I thought she was knock-kneed.
No, that's when she runs. I'll buy something from you if you'll stay away from Daisy June. What are you selling?
Say, I have a special on pillows.
Yeah?
They're filled with salt.
Yeah?
For people who like to eat celery in bed.
Oh, that sounds good. How you got any long underwear?
Long underwear? Yes, sir. Now, here's our latest model. Ooh. How do you like them,
huh? Now, that's really something. A sliding panel. You know that ain't going to be there Tuesday.
Hey, how would you like some nice big muscles?
No, if they get muscles, I might have to go to work. Besides, I got plenty of muscles now. Just feel my arm.
I don't feel any muscle.
Funny, I painted them on there this morning.
Well, now, look, with my system, here's all you've got to do to get muscles.
What's that?
Go to bed early every night, give up drinking, give up carousing, give up nicking girls.
All of that just for muscles?
Yeah, and you'll be big and strong and raise a family.
No, I'd rather be broken down and weak and raise Cain. Hey, I'll tell you what I'll do.
Yeah?
You trade me something, I'll give you my formula for making butter out of grass.
Butter out of grass?
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. What is it?
Well, first you get a great big field with a lot of grass, see?
Yeah.
Then all you need is a cow and a churn.
I'm wasting my time here with you. For 2 cents, I'd go see Daisy June.
Well, here's 4 cents. Make it a round trip, will you? Besides, she wouldn't be interested in you. She loves me.
How do you know?
Because she carved our initials in a can of Red Heart dog food.
Well, I'll bet I can get her interested. Because I got a Hollywood girl whistle.
A Hollywood girl whistle?
Mm-hmm. Works every time. I'll blow it.
Hello, boys. Which one of you is the wolf?
Will be. Say, you remember this salesman?
I sure do.
Yeah, I'm afraid of that. Say, Daisy June, I hear the government's asking for a lot of student nurses. Are you going to join?
Oh, I can't, Clem. I'm a farm girl.
Why?
And the president wants us to stay on the farm. You see, we're important, too. We keep all the civilians and soldiers in food.
Now, I never thought of that. Hey, Daisy June, this is the salesman. Remember him? He introduced me to soap.
Really, Clem?
Yep.
He introduced you to soap?
Yep.
What did you do?
I said, "Please to meet you," and sit down. I'm surprised at you, Daisy June, answering this guy's whistle. What's he got I ain't got?
Well, if you must know, a forehead.
Well, I got a forehead.
What's happened to it?
Well, this year I'm wearing my eyebrows in a pompadour.
Hey, would you care for some peppermint, Daisy June?
Why, I don't mind if I do. I ain't had candy for quite a spell.
Why, Daisy June, don't tell me you've already finished that box of candy I gave you for Christmas.
Well, Clem, how long can a pack of Sen-Sen last?
How about you, Clem? Care for some hard peppermint?
No, I don't know that hard stuff for me. Look at my front teeth.
I don't see them.
I know, they're in the back now. Pretty handy, though. I can smoke a Raleigh cigarette without opening my lips.
Oh, Clem, you're a goon.
Well, now, that's a fine thing for you to say. Every time one of these city fellas show up, I'm a goon. When we're alone, I'm an idiot.
Well, you talk like a goon.
Yeah, well, so does my father, so does my grandfather. Hey, do you think I'll talk like a June? A goon?
I think you talk like a jerk.
Oh, you think so? Oh, a wise guy in the crowd, hmm?
Well, let bygones be bygones, Clem. I still love you.
Do you?
Yeah. Clem wants me to marry him, mister.
Oh, really?
Yeah, guys, what a good fool.
Wouldn't it be grand, Clem? Just think. Maybe we'd be blessed with a little one.
Little one what?
By a baby, silly.
Baby silly? I never heard of one of them.
Now, you two lovebirds, stop it. Don't quarrel because of me.
Now, you keep out of this or I'll breathe defiance at you.
Who's afraid? Go ahead, breathe.
There.
Gosh, Clem, what defiance?
You mean what onion?
Come on, Clem. Give me a kiss.
Okay, put your lipstick on.
Put my lipstick on? You mean take it off, don't you?
No, I mean put it on. I gotta have a target, don't I?
Gosh, never had a kiss like that before, Clem.
I know. Could I have my lollipop back now?
Well, now that you two have made up again, I'm gonna give you a little present. How would you like a pair of shoes?
Shoes? What's them?
Shoes. That's the things you wear on your feet to keep you from catching cold.
Oh, hog fat.
Clem, you've worn shoes and you know it.
Yeah, I know, but only keep my socks from running away.
Well, here, try on a pair.
Well, will you throw a little gravel in the bottom of them so I can get used to them? Got shoes. These look like them things Bing Crosby keeps his money in. See, I can't wear these. They're too short for me. They hurt.
Well, they look like they fit you.
Yeah, but my toes are folded under. Three times.
Well, straighten them out.
Okay, I'll straighten them out. Well, what do you know? Open-toed heels.
Then we have Jay Newton Numbskull. He's always meeting new salesmen who scare him to death.
And what can I do for you, sir?
Well, that's funny. I can't remember what my wife told me to buy. Let's see. Was it bread? No. Was it butter? No. Was it a little yellow basket? No.
How about some Rollies, sir?
Some what?
Rollies cigarettes. You can see for yourself by comparing Rollies with any other brand that the tobaccos in Rollies cigarettes are unmistakably more golden in color. Now, according to the experts, these more golden tobaccos are choicer, more expensive.
Maybe it was eight.
And not just one, but 31 of these finer tobaccos are blended into Rollies cigarettes for unsurpassed smoothness and mildness, unrivaled richness.
Maybe it was a chicken or a capon.
Yes, Rollies give you valuable capons redeemable for cash. 3/4 of a cent each, or war stamps, if you want.
Yeah, I wish I could remember what my wife told me at least a dozen times.
You can get dozens and dozens of handsome luxury premiums, all pictured in the big new Rollie premium catalog.
No kidding.
This attractive full-color booklet can be yours absolutely free just for the asking.
Oh, I know what it was now.
Why?
Cigarettes. Do you carry Rollies here?
Yes, and to get the Rollie premium book, simply send a postcard to Rollie Cigarettes, care of the station to which you are now listening.
I'm not listening to any station, mister.
Not you, them. And folks, be sure to send tonight. Yes, and tonight, get the pack with a coupon on the back, Rollie Cigarettes.
Then we have a lady and her little boy. He's always meeting mysterious people and never knowing who they might be. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean little kid.
You?
Here I am, Mummy, with me with a nose pressed against the window. I'm counting the girls as they go to school. 2, 4, 6, 8.
Junior, how come you're counting by twos?
I don't only looking through the bottom half of the window.
Junior, how can you
see clearly. The Venetian blind is down.
No wonder the last girl walked by in section.
Junior, you know, this is the second week of the new year. Have you broken any of your resolutions
yet? No, this year, no more breaking windows, no goldfish boys, no more hot foot. In 1943, Junior is turning over a new leaf.
And if I catch you breaking those resolutions?
Junior will be turning over. Hey, Mike, can I have a dog biscuit?
Now, what do you want a dog biscuit for?
Well, I
want
to give it to the little boy next door. It's his birthday.
Oh, don't be silly, Junior. Dog biscuits are only for dogs.
Well, from the way that kid looks to me, he looked like an Airedale. No kidding.
Junior, listen, now stop talking so loud because your grandfather's still asleep.
Is Grand still asleep?
Yes.
That kid next door, though, he's not funny. Is Grand asleep?
Yes, he is.
Oh, had a hard night at the Palladium last night, huh?
Your grandfather never goes to the Palladium.
He don't?
No, he picks him up outside.
Well, if Grant's asleep, let you and me go give him a hot foot.
Okay, I'll get the matches.
Oh, good. And I'll go get the...
Junior, what are we doing?
I don't know, but for a minute there, you were on me side, boy. And he's really asleep, huh?
What does that sound like?
Well, with Grant, it's pretty hard to tell.
Junior, you ought to have more respect for your grandfather. After all, he's got white hair.
Yeah, but it comes off the same as yours do. Hey, let's go put some itching powder on his store teeth before he wakes up, huh?
Where do you get such ideas?
I've been taking a course in how to be vicious and like it. Hey, I'm going to wake up. Hey, Gramp, are you awake? Wake up, Gramp.
Yes, I couldn't sleep.
You couldn't, huh? Well, no wonder your wooden leg had caught in your surrender.
But I'm so tired.
Now, you don't look good, Gramp. Your eyes are all baggy.
My eyes are baggy?
Yeah, your nose looks like it's holding down two Goodyear blimps.
Well, I guess I'd better wake up. I'll just stretch a little.
Not too far, Gramp. Not too far. Remember what happened the last time.
Oh. Junior, will you bring me a glass of cold water?
You mean as a starter?
No, just bring me a glass of water with some cracked ice.
You get it, Grandpa. I gotta go see a man about a dog.
Junior, a little gentleman doesn't talk like that.
All right, then. I got an appointment with a chap concerning a chain canine.
Junior, you do as Gramp says.
Now, don't you hit me or I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody you used to be a cook in a hobo jungle.
Junior, that's not true.
Oh, no? Say, Bo, when are you going to serve that mulligan stew?
It's ready now. Pull up a tin can.
Junior!
That doesn't...
You hit me. You broke me a little timpani. You broke me a little timpani.
Junior, a timpani is a drum.
You broke... Oh, so that's why you joined the musicians' union.
Junior, if you'll be so good and get me that water, I'll give you a nickel, and you can put it under your pillow.
Yeah.
And during the night, the good fairy will come and change it into a dollar.
Yeah, and then Morgenthau will come back and change it back to a nickel. The good fairy will change it to 95 cents.
No, a dollar.
But don't they pay victory tax? Oh, look, Mummy, you know what happened? Somebody left the canary cage open and he flew away.
Oh, that's awful. Yeah. What a thing to do.
Isn't that awful? But I'm glad he's gone, though. He bit my finger on the way out.
Junior, now you stop this stalling and go get that water for Gramp.
Okay.
This instant.
Okay, I gotta do everything. Junior, do this. Junior, do that. Junior, get this. Junior, get that. Sometimes I ought to do it just to see what happens. Well, here I am, all alone out in the kitchen. Now, let's see. I can't reach the faucet. Maybe I better step on the chair here. Fine place to leave a custard pie. Oh, dear me. All over me widow's shoes. Tastes pretty good, though. I can't quite reach the faucet, so I'll just squeeze some water out of this old dish rag into the glass. If I do, I get a whooping. It may be refreshing, though. I do it. There. Now it's all due.
Junior, where's that water?
I coming. Here, Gramp. Here's your water with a cracked glass.
No, Junior. You mean cracked ice. Your tongue slipped.
No, I mean cracked glass. Me hand slipped. I almost slipped that, too.
Junior, are you forgetting about your resolutions?
No, I didn't make no resolutions about Gramp.
No resolution, huh? No.
Comes the resolution.
Oh, thank you for the water, Junior.
Drink it down, Gramps. Yeah.
This looks just like it was wrung out of a dishcloth.
He knows me pretty well, don't he? Hey, if you want some more, there's a couple of wet bath towels upstairs.
Junior, honestly, I don't know what I'm going to do with you. Between you and your father, you drive me to distraction.
Is that farther than Glendale? Hey, Mummy, what time is it now?
Junior, why are you acting so funny? That's the third time today you've asked me what time it is.
I know, and it's the third time today you didn't tell me.
Well, I can't understand it. Ever since you talked to that soldier last night, you've been behaving very queerly.
Now, I got a secret.
A secret?
Yeah.
Well, now, don't tell me you've been eating meat next door again.
No, this is a better secret than that.
You have too many secrets.
Yeah, but not like some people I know who got letters from old sweethearts who dying to meet them again.
Junior! Now, you know that's not true. No. I've never looked at another man since I married your father.
What about that time in Pershing Square? I saw you. You wasn't feeding no pigeons either. I don't.
Now, that's enough. Go play and stop bothering
now
me.
Now, you tell me what time it is or I will bang my head against the piano.
Junior, stop hitting your head against the piano. You're knocking the sheet music off.
Please, Mommy, tell me what time it is. Pop's watch don't work no more.
Now, don't tell me you climbed all the way up on that closet shelf.
I knew I would find out where it was.
Junior, why are you so anxious to know the time?
Well, I can't tell you, because I got a secret.
What is it? You can tell me.
Does Hitler tell Mussolini? No.
Junior, just for that, I'm going to give you another...
Now, wait a minute, Mommy. Don't hit me. So I tell you something. You're the kindest and sweetest and most beautiful mummy a fellow ever had. You're sweet, you're talented, and you're pretty.
Well, Junior, yeah. Do you really think so?
Yeah.
Here, give me a big hug.
Mm. Boy, that wolf talk comes in handy, don't it? No, Mummy, for the last time, please tell me what time it is. Four o'clock. I gotta go.
Junior, don't run.
Oh, boy. Good thing that was a screen door. Now, let's see. I'm going to need some money. Me piggy bank. I will take this load off his chest. I better count it first, though. Uh-oh. Yeah.
What did you break?
Meow, meow. Whoop, whoop.
Now, goodness, what kind of an animal can that be?
It always works. It always works. I gotta go. I'm buzzing one.
Junior, didn't I just tell you not to run? See? You fell.
See? You tripped me.
I did not. I just happened to cross my legs.
Yeah? Well, your feet kind of spread around a bit, don't they?
Now, just for that remark, you go to your room and stay there.
No, I gotta meet somebody.
Who?
Oh, somebody.
Tell me who, Junior.
Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin has been dead for 150 years.
Well, we weren't going to talk much.
Now, you listen to me. You're not meeting anybody today. You go to your room.
Has you got a glint in your eye?
Yes, I have.
Okay, you talk me into it. I will go.
Well, don't stand there. Get going.
Okay. Sergeant. Now I gotta get out of my little room. Bars or no bars. Out the window I go.
Oh, honestly, Gramps, I don't know what I'm going to do with that boy.
Oh, he only does these things to annoy you.
Well, maybe I am being too hard on him. I'll take him some cookies and some milk. Junior, here's some cook... Junior! Grandpa Junior's gone!
Gone?
Yes, he must have slid down the drain pipe.
Well, maybe he did have an appointment to meet somebody. I understand Granny is trying to join the student nurses. Maybe he's gone to pay her a visit.
Well, let's run down to the candy store. I'm worried, Gran.
Yes?
Has Junior been in here?
Why, yes, he has. He bought some candy and put it into a bundle of clothes on a stick, and then he got on the bus.
Did he charge the candy?
Yes, ma'am, he did.
Well, that's him.
Calling all cars. Be on the lookout for a small boy with red hair and brown eyes. He's about 3 feet tall and answers to the name of Junior. That is all. Oh, yes. Keep an eye on your gas tank and tires.
Whoa, horse, whoa! Well, look here. Somebody took my picture down at the post office and put up a new one. It's Junior. Reward offered. Well, boy, I reckon I'll be adrift, and this town ain't big enough for the two of us.
Say, Hey, Daisy Dune, have you heard the news? That little boy, Junior, he was last seen on Highway 66. Maybe we better sell the farm and move to the city, huh?
To the Japanese Air, Navy, and Army commands...
I'm only kidding, kids.
A message of importance from the Emperor. Head for cover. Junior is on the loose.
And now, here's an announcement worth special attention. Wouldn't you like your own photograph of your favorite funny man, full-sized and ready for framing? Well, to get this autographed color picture of Red Skelton, simply ask for the new issue of Radio Mirror magazine at your nearest newsstand. Remember, we'll all be back again next Tuesday at the same time. Red Skelton, Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. Meanwhile, listen to the Tommy Dorsey Show tomorrow night over most of these same stations. Until Tuesday night, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening. And if you see Junior, let us know.
Red Skelton is here on this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This program has been broadcast to the armed forces overseas and has come to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.